everyone, and welcome to Between the Sessions, coming to you from the Palm Beaches, Florida. Now, Between the Sessions is a podcast, but it's specifically for meetings industry professionals, and it's presented by the Palm Beaches. I'm your host, Suzanne Boyd.
And I'm your co-host, Jamie Hart. Our mission is to inspire those in the business events industry with new and innovative ideas and discuss important developments impacting the industry in the U.S. and globally. And today we have a very special guest with us, MJ Blythe, who is the founder and CEO of the Above and Beyond Foundation and also president of Master Plan Inc. Welcome, MJ.
Thank you. Thank you, Suzanne. Hi, MJ. And Jamie. I'm excited to be here. Appreciate it.
Oh, we're excited to have you. So just to kick us off, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background in the meetings industry?
Sure. Well, I started in the industry in 1985 in the destination management business. In 1991, the company I was working for was sold. So I started my own company, Master Plan. And I worked for 25 years in the meetings and incentives industry. And was approached in 2016 to sell my business, which I did. And now I do consulting. I still have my name. But in that interim, I was looking to do some kind of give back to the hospitality industry. And so I went on a search to try to find, you know, some organizations that recognized people in our industry and help them out. And really kind of couldn't find anything specific or nothing that really grabbed me. So I thought, well, I started a business. I'll just start a foundation, which was a lot of lessons learned in that. But so the end of 2017, I started the Above and Beyond Foundation. Basically, our mission is to recognize and reward frontline workers in the hospitality industry.
And wow, what a great inspiration.
A wild ride.
Well, what's been sort of the reaction and feedback from the industry or from meeting attendees to the work that Above and Beyond Foundation is doing?
You know, it's been really an amazing journey so far because we have had incredible support from our industry, from all different aspects, from hotels to venues to like the Palm Beaches, media, different media outlets in our industry, and everybody, a lot of people have come up with the same reaction, like, wait a minute, wasn't there something like this already? So we've had a lot of people really jump on the bandwagon in our industry, and it's been great. So we're super thankful for that and grateful that, you know, we have gotten the recognition that we were setting out to get.
And as you mentioned, the Above and Beyond Foundation is really about a give back to the hospitality industry. So can you share a little bit about how that works or comes to life at an event and sort of what your model is for give back?
Sure. So we have two recognition awards. The first one is the Hero of Hospitality, and that's a $5,000 grant that goes to an individual. The second one is the Heart of Hospitality, which is a $10,000 grant that goes to an individual. And these, we have a nomination process where individuals who are non-managerial working in our industry can be nominated by their senior management. It's done on our website. It's a super easy form. They fill out the form. It goes to us. We as a board kind of, you know, vet the nominations. And then we work back with, let's say it's a hotel nominating a housekeeper. We work with them to create an award ceremony that is a surprise to the individual where they are recognized in front of their peers and given this financial grant. The difference between the Hero and the Heart is $5,000, one's five, one's 10. And it's really sort of, I guess, starting with the higher one, that's sort of a Hall of Fame type award for the frontline worker that, you know, has been maybe working, especially what we've seen through COVID, you know, people doing five, six jobs, coming in, covering for others, incredible hours, you know, with what's happened to our industry, and we still kind of have a lack of these frontline workers coming back to our industry. So that award really says thank you to that individual. And then the 5,000 is also, you know, someone that's on their way to inspiring others to embrace hospitality and, you know, to also give back to our, they're actually giving back to our industry more than we're giving back to them, because they're providing this incredible service that allows us to keep moving forward in the meetings and incentives industry.
And on that note, what is the most surprising or inspiring moment that you've had with Above and Beyond?
Well, I would have to say, you know, it really comes down to the award ceremonies. Typically, when we hold these and we have representatives from the Above and Beyond Foundation there to hand out the awards in conjunction with senior management of, you know, whomever is being honored, there's typically not a dry eye in the room. And every time it gets me, you know, I'm just like, oh my gosh, this person, because first of all, it is a surprise. They can't believe it's happening. They're so humble and so grateful. And I think it just, it keeps us wanting to just do more and more and more and keep raising money, you know, so that we can give more of these awards. And it's just, you know, to see, and then to know where it goes from that is a whole nother aspect of it. But I think the award ceremonies would have to be the most inspiring.
Yeah. And it's amazing because it's a great example of really making an impact on a community, which an event can do. And that's such a hot topic right now in the industry. How have you seen planners or events, meetings, conventions integrate the Above and Beyond Foundation into their events to really kind of tell that story of the importance of hospitality?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've had it done a couple of different ways. We've given out a lot of awards during industry meetings like MPI or PCMA, FICP, IRF. Because the audience truly gets what we're doing because they're in the business. So we've got a couple of different ways. We've given out straight up an award when it's been a thank you for the team from the hotel that's been working on the meeting. So at the conclusion of probably the last general session is the most typical time that we've have this award ceremony where the who's ever hosting the event thanks the hotel employees for doing such a great job on, you know, thank you so much for 3 or 4 days of, you know, taking care of us. And we've had an amazing meeting here. And by the way, we'd like to recognize one of you. We have the Above and Beyond Foundation here, and we're going to give out, you know, either a hero award or a heart award or both. We've done that as well. And they're sort of taken aback, like, wait, what? One of us is going to win $10,000, you know, and then we call them up on the stage. And, you know, it's a very moving part of the program for the actual conference. And so that's the first way where we just do the straight up, you know, they've been nominated in advance and we have the award ceremony during the event. The second one is called Boomerang. And Boomerang is the Above and Beyond Foundation's very own CSR program. And I think, Jamie, you were involved or you witnessed this.
I did.
It's where we have the participants vote on service interactions with the frontline workers that they come in contact with during the conference. So it's a lot of fun to get the individuals who are attending the conference interacting with the people that are serving for the conference. And so they can vote typically on an app, and then we tally those votes. And at the end of the conference, we have winners. Now, the difference is during Boomerang, the individuals that are working the conference know that this is happening. So let me tell you, the service levels from the probably increase a bit more than they typically would because they know that this, you know, award is on the line. So those are really the two different ways that we honor our frontline workers.
Yeah, I think I was at that event, the Visit Florida conference, right, Jamie? Wasn't that the same event?
It was. And it was a really special moment during the award ceremony. It was something really unique that it was probably the most unique closing ceremony I'd been a part of at a conference.
Well, that's our goal.
Yeah, I love it. And we talk a lot. There's been a few times in previous episodes, we've talked about kind of staffing and some of the challenges facing the industry with attracting new staff. So I love that this kind of hits those questions of rewarding the frontline workers in the industry and also encouraging like service levels and all of that, which I know is a concern for planners kind of industry-wide. Was that your thought process when you started this sort of program, or was it just a happy coincidence that it was able to answer a lot of those questions?
I would say it was a happy coincidence. When we started the foundation, it was right. Well, we kind of got going in 2018. And, you know, we were just trying to raise money because we're a charity and give out as many awards as we could. So we had to ramp up a bit. And the issues that we face now really weren't issues back then so much. But now we've realized that this is actually a tool to kind of help the service levels and to also make these individuals realize how important they are and to let them know that, you know, the people that they're serving over and over truly are appreciative of the work that they're putting in and that we've taken the time to stop and honor them and recognize them.
Who are your donors, MJ?
Oh my gosh. We have had, well, primarily individuals. We did have one very generous donor who owns an NHL hockey team give us $100,000. I almost fell over when I saw that check. But typically, we're really grassroots. You know, we have an annual auction at the end of the year that we invite anyone to participate in. And that kind of sets us up for the following year of how many awards we can give out. And then we just get random donations. You know, it's people that are attending these conferences that say, you know what, I support that. You know, here's $100. And it adds up. We're all volunteer. So we don't have many costs. You know, we try to put every penny we can towards the next award and we just keep rolling. So, you know, we just don't want to stop. We just want to keep going. And obviously, you know, we can as many dollars that come in, that's what goes out and we keep going. But, you know, we're hoping as time goes on, we'll get some other foundations that will recognize us and give us, you know, some bigger dollars so we can keep doing our work.
Yeah. And outside of the financial recognition, has there been any feedback to you about how the Above and Beyond Foundation rewards programs have impacted either the recipients or attendees at a conference who have seen it happen or just kind of the industry at large?
Yes, absolutely. Again, kind of another thing that has come out of this is really the kind of pride that the individuals feel that win, they become sort of celebrities in their jobs and their place of work and also in their community. And we found this out, you know, by talking to winners after the fact, you know, obviously the money's great. And, you know, we let them do what they would like with the funds. We've discovered that, you know, they've gone for pretty basic things. You know, people aren't running off and taking 10 friends to Vegas with their money. You know, they're like putting it towards much more practical needs. And so that's sort of the one piece of it. The other piece is the recognition and how they are then viewed by their employers, by their coworkers, and by their community and their families. You know, because we put the recognition for these individuals on an industry-wide level, sort of takes what the companies, let's say a hotel, does for their individuals, because a lot of hotels really do great recognition programs. You know, they have employee of the quarter, employee of the month, what have you, and they do recognition, but we sort of take that recognition and expand it amongst the whole industry. So they appreciate that, that they're being recognized, you know, for the work that they're proud to do.
So as a planner, what are your top tips for integrating either this kind of program into a hospitality meeting or other types of CSR programs?
Well, I think, you know, as we mentioned, the Boomerang program, which is the Above and Beyond Foundation CSR, works great for hospitality. Any type of hospitality industry meeting, people get it. They're participatory. It's a lot of fun. See other CSR programs, which is, you know, it's pretty common now. Most meetings want to integrate some kind of CSR into their agenda. I think you really have to look to the local charities and what they offer and make it sort of specific to that destination, because that's where you're going to get probably your biggest bang for the buck in being able to see sort of the fruits of your labor of the CSR or the ROI for the CSR. For example, we had a meeting recently down in Florida, in Miami, and we had an afternoon where we took the group out. We split them into kind of teams, if you will, and we cleaned beaches. And it almost became a competition of who could collect the most garbage off the beach. But it was fun, and it was evident, you know, we saw the ROI right then and there, right? People going, wow, we just did all of this and look how much, you know, more beautiful this beach is because of us. So I think that that's always the best way to really create an impact with the attendees as well as the destination of wherever you're having your meeting.
Yeah. And how can planners kind of tap in and find an organization that aligns with their meeting goals, their attendee, you know, profile, if you will, and sort of what's important to their organization as well? It has to align with their values also.
Yeah, that's a great question, because, you know, you can Google it and see what's local, but I think working with local contacts, like possibly the destination management company, they work on a regular basis with these charities that need work at specific times, because a lot of it is what's needed at that moment. So it's kind of hard to plan far in advance for a CSR of what exactly you're going to do, because you don't know what's needed at the time of your conference. Let's say you're, you know, painting a school or something. Well, you don't know when that's necessarily going to need to be painted. So it's hard to say we're going to do that in 18 months. So I think working with local connections, even with, you know, I'm sure at the Palm Beaches, you've got some connections of organizations that are always looking for help, and to kind of network with those contacts to find out what's out there and what's going to be available during when your meeting is actually happening.
You talked about filling the buckets in Miami for their CSR program there. What are some other ways to measure the success of a CSR program?
Let me think. I think generally it's difficult to measure the success of the CSR unless you're actually seeing the impact on the person or entity that is accepting the CSR program. So I think follow-up is probably the best way, and to say, to have as part of your post-meeting agenda, by the way, you know, those 300 bikes that we built in the ballroom went towards these individuals, and maybe put some photos in there or something that people can say, wow, that was worth it. I gave time during the meeting, and this is what we got out of it. So I think if it's not immediate, which I personally think is the best thing, then you've got to do some follow-up in your post-meeting communications to let people know this is what happened with the ROI. You know, this is the ROI for the CSR that we participated in.
Yeah, I love that because those touch points are so important, especially just to keep people kind of connected to the organization and the meeting and the takeaways from it. So I think that's a great point to put it in post-meeting communications, kind of serves multiple purposes for a planner. And I think that that's a really good point and way to measure that success.
And, you know, just to build on that for a quick sec, I've also seen, and we've done this in the past also, when we sort of named a charity, like a charity of the year, for example, that we gave the CSR, and we continued sending out communications throughout the year of the entity that we did our CSR program for and explain, like, here's what they're doing now, and this is how we impacted them, and this is how we helped them. And so it doesn't even just have to be a one-time thing. It can be a multi, you know, every quarter, just sort of here's an update of what, you know, this entity is doing from our CSR event. So it can have legs, I think, and keep moving forward, you know, depending on how much communication you want. But I think that just keeping in touch with them and finding out, you know, what happened after our event and communicating that is a great way for people to understand the value of the CSR event.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, MJ, this is a question that we ask all of our guests. And because most all of our guests have attended multiple conferences and meetings, and we want to know what their favorite between the sessions activity or experience or memory is. So what is your favorite between the sessions memory?
I would have to say it has to be one of our award ceremonies that we did. And specifically, it was actually the first one that we did where I was able to shadow the award winner that we were honoring. And she thought that I was a trainer from corporate that was taking notes on what you know, her jobs, because we were putting together a training manual and she was selected. And so I was with her for 2 days and just, you know, getting to know her and learning a lot of about things about her. And she was a housekeeper. And when we had 2 days after that, we had an award ceremony where she was honored and it was a surprise. And it was just, we were all just breaking down in tears and hugging each other. And just, it was such a moment that I thought, you know, this is what it's all about in our industry. We're here for hospitality. And, you know, this person is just giving so much. And it's just great to be able to take time to recognize that and to see how appreciative this person is for winning this award. And so I have to say that was really kind of the moment for me that made me realize that everything I've worked for in this industry all kind of came together, and it's about being grateful and paying it forward, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds really special. As I'm like getting emotional hearing you talk about it. So we also end every show with Between the Sessions swag, which stands for stuff we all get, but this swag is a little bit different. So we like to leave the listeners with either a tip or a piece of advice that you would want to share before we wrap up here.
I would say that, you know, as a planner, when we go on site for a meeting, it's like all systems go, we're moving a million miles an hour. And sometimes most of the time, I think, just because we have so much to do in such a short period of time, especially before attendees are arriving, we just don't have time to sort of stop and look around. And I think that I would kind of like to challenge the audience and their next meeting to take a moment to stop and look around at all the different people that are on your, you know, your team for that meeting and what they're doing to make you look great in your job, and just say thank you. A thank you goes such a long way. And I know everybody does this, but I think just to kind of take it maybe one step further to the next level, because these people are super important and we really owe our jobs to them.
That's great advice. Well, MJ, if people want to get in touch with you, where can they reach you?
The best place is on our website, which is www.taabf.org, the Above and Beyond Foundation.org. Send us a note on there. We'd love to hear any feedback, or anybody who wants to volunteer anything or donate. We're open to the industry. We're here for everyone.
Well, MJ, thank you so much for joining us. This has been fantastic. We love hearing about what you guys are doing at the Above and Beyond Foundation, and can't wait to see what comes next for you, and look forward to seeing you at another meeting sometime.
Wonderful.
And for our audience, Between the Sessions is part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Thank you for tuning in, and make sure to visit us on LinkedIn at The Palm Beaches or on our website at thepalmbeaches.com/meetings. And also, we'd love if you can subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. For Between the Sessions, I'm Jamie Hart.
And I'm Suzanne Boyd. Have a great day.